This news update is being brought to you by Ashley Homestorm Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sanilac, and Bay Counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Huron County has received funding from the state to continue with the effort of remonumentation of properties. The county received $58,360 from the state of Michigan to continue the survey remonumentation program again this year. Based on the qualifications of surveyors, Ben Tank of Tank Surveying, Lawrence Wade of Case Surveying, and Paul Gerstenberger, PS, will share the money and the workload. The Office of Land Survey and Remonumentation is responsible for the administration of the Survey and Remonumentation Act. For the first time since the original government surveyors were established more than 100 years ago, the checking and establishing of survey markers to identify historic markers is being done. The original survey markers sometimes used rocks and trees, some of which have been lost over the decades. And Harbor Beach Community Schools recently hosted a moving event for young drivers featuring Sam and Maureen Howell's powerful story of overcoming the consequences of distracted driving. Organized by Carrie Monaghan, the trauma director of Harbor Beach Community Hospital, the presentation emphasized community safety and awareness. On April 17th, approximately 200 students in grades 8 through 12 gathered to hear Sam's journey, which began with a devastating car crash on February 14th of 2005. Despite facing a slim 3% chance of survival, Sam defied the odds thanks to the swift response of EMS and fire personnel, as well as timely medical care. The crash caused by a common distraction, his ringing phone, left Sam with severe injuries, challenging his ability to walk, talk, and eat again. However, with unwavering determination and support from rehabilitation specialists and medical professionals, Sam not only recovered but also graduated from college. Today, Sam and Maureen traveled across Michigan sharing their story to raise awareness about distracted driving. Their motto, "If it saves one person, it's worth it," drives their advocacy efforts. Their journey gained momentum when the Michigan State Police approached them to create educational videos highlighting the dangers of distracted driving. You can view one of said videos on the full written article on thumbnet.net. And although the greenhouse in the Unionville Sebring Area School District isn't totally finished, it is being used. The district is still waiting for Helms Caulking to finish the greenhouse. In the meantime, tables have been set up and some plants are growing in the greenhouse. During Superintendent Josh Hahn's report to the Board of Education, he announced the district received a grant that will be used to build a small barn. The barn is expected to house small animals like rabbits and chickens. It was also announced that the long-awaited electric bus is expected to arrive next month. In 2023, the USA School District, Harbor Beach School District, and the Abilene School Districts were approved for funding for those electric buses. To do that, those three districts were given a total of $4.9 million by the Environmental Protection Agency to share to switch from fossil fuel buses. USA's share of that money was $395,000 in funding for one electric bus from the Midwest Transit Company. And with that, we will be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
The birds are singing, the grass is greening, and spring is in the air. At Thumb Cellular, we're celebrating by letting you, our valued customer, choose your own deal. From now until the end of June, customers making the switch to Thumb Cellular or upgrading to a new device can choose from one of three ways to save. One, you can double your trade-in credit when you trade in your current phone toward a new one. Two, you can keep your new iPhone safe and enjoy peace of mind with half-off AppleCare Plus. Or three, choose one free accessory, cases, chargers, and more. The choice is yours, and it's as easy as 1, 2, 3. Plus, as an added bonus, add a new line to get a free month of service in addition to any of the three you pick options. Terms and conditions apply. For full details, stop by one of our four conveniently located offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. Maximum trading credit is $200 or actual phone value, whichever is greater. Half off AppleCare Plus applies to a one-time purchase. Free accessory priced at $100 or less and excludes AirPods. All offers end 6/30/24. Can't wait to communicate with you on the
talk of the phone. Welcome back to Thumb Broadcasting for more news. Huron County is preparing for its annual spring household hazardous waste collection on May 8th from 1 until 5 p.m., focusing on promoting environmental sustainability and easing landfill strain. This exclusive opportunity, made possible through the MSU Extension Office in Bad Axe, allows residents to responsibly dispose of hazardous materials. Huron County's spring household hazardous waste collection, scheduled for May 8th, underscores the critical need to separate hazardous materials from regular waste streams. By diverting items such as chemicals and batteries away from landfills, the program aims to reduce environmental degradation and protect community well-being. This emphasis on proper waste disposal reflects a collective effort to promote a cleaner, safer environment through residents' active participation. While the collection accepts various hazardous material, certain items like tires, explosives, and latex paint won't be accepted. Residents can contact the MSU Extension Office for registration and details. Familiarizing with the accepted items list ensures compliance with collection guidelines. And Janine Henry's dedication and exemplary service to Huron County was recently lauded at a gathering hosted by the Huron County Democrats. With 18 years of steadfast commitment as a member of the County Board of Canvassers, Henry's invaluable contributions were celebrated with a certificate of distinction accepted graciously by her husband, Charles Henry. Evelyn Conkright, a fellow Democrat and colleague of Henry's on the Board of Canvassers, had the privilege of presenting the award, representing Huron County Clerk Lori Neal. Conkright warmly commended Henry's profound impact, emphasizing her deep knowledge and unwavering dedication to safeguarding the integrity of elections within the county. Quote, "I'm proud to have served for several years with Janine and learned so much about the process from her. Janine knew everything," said Conkright. Henry's enduring commitment to upholding democratic principles and ensuring fair and transparent elections over her 18 years of service has undeniably left a lasting impression on Huron County. And the Harbor Beach Education Endowments and the Huron County Community Foundation have joined forces to introduce the Pirate Fund, a program designed to enrich educational opportunities at Harbor Beach Community Schools. With generous donations from the Harbor Beach Athletic Association and other contributors, the HB Pirate Fund has surpassed the $10,000 threshold required to initiate scholarships and activities for students. A key objective of the HBEE is to establish child savings accounts for all HBCS students, facilitated by a significant contribution from the store's family trust, ensuring financial benefits upon graduation. Supported by the HB Board of Education, administration, and community members, this initiative reflects the vibrant pirates culture of Harbor Beach. The collaboration between HBEE and HCCF highlights the community's commitment to educational excellence and the future success of its students. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's that time of year again when farmers are preparing for the spring planting season. Let Thumb Bank & Trust help your farming operation grow. This is Matt Ross, Ag Lender for Thumb Bank & Trust. We offer competitive rates and convenient terms designed to meet your specific needs. If you are looking to expand your farm operation, obtain a line of credit, or buy new machinery, let Thumb Bank & Trust help you. We will meet you in person at one of our offices or at the farm. We are committed to helping Thumb area farmers succeed. Give me a call at our pigeon office or visit us online at thumb.bank to learn more. We're Thumb Bank and Trust, community strong since 1895.
NMLS number 462637, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting for more news. The U.S. Justice Department has agreed to pay approximately $100 million to settle claims with about 100 people who say they were sexually assaulted by sports doctor Larry Nassar. A source with direct knowledge of the negotiations told the Associated Press about the deal on Wednesday. The deal has not been finalized and no money has been paid. The source spoke on condition of anonymity because the person was not authorized to speak before a formal announcement. An internal investigation found that FBI agents mishandled abuse allegations before Nassar was arrested in 2016. The settlement was first reported by the Wall Street Journal. A Justice Department spokesperson declined to comment. And a 12-year saga over a fatal national meningitis outbreak still isn't over. A man whose specialty pharmacy caused the outbreak in 2012 was supposed to be sentenced Thursday in Michigan for involuntary manslaughter, but the hearing was suddenly postponed until May when a different judge took the case. Relatives of some of the deceased in Michigan were prepared to give victim impact statements. Barry Caden operated a New England compounding center in Framingham, in Massachusetts. It shipped tainted painkillers to clinics around the country. More than 700 people in 20 states were sickened with meningitis or other debilitating illnesses, and at least 64 people died. And independent presidential candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has secured a place on the ballot in the battleground state of Michigan. The Michigan Secretary of State's office said Thursday that the Natural Law Party nominated Kennedy at a convention. Kennedy's independent bid has spooked allies of both President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump, the presumptive Democratic and Republican nominees, who fear his famous last name and support among a slice of voters will be enough to tip the election. Michigan is the second state after Utah to affirm that his name will be presented to voters. And with that, we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
It's the spring sofa sale happening at Ashley's and Bad Axe. Let everyone sit comfortably with sofas and love seats priced to sell across the store. Get your choice of 9 hot buy sofas in stock now, all priced at $799 and under. Plus, all one and done love seats are marked down to their lowest price with 6 different styles to choose from. Have guests spending the night? Check out our selection of sleeper sofas in stock and on sale up to 30% off. Hurry in, the spring sofa sale is limited to inventory on hand. You won't find deals like this anywhere but Ashley's, located in the heart of Bad Axe Shopping District and a proud member of the Bad Axe Chamber of Commerce. 1 year and 5 year no interest financing is available. Please see store for details. Some exclusions may apply.
This is Vern Ryman. Quality furniture, mattresses, floor covering, and window treatments at an affordable price is what makes Ashley Home Store number one. Put my 57 years of experience to work for you. Just ask for Vern.
The North End of Bad Axe is a great place to shop and do business. Some of our fine North End retailers include Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. A third panel of potential jurors is set to be questioned in Donald Trump's hush money case, drawing jury selection a step closer to completion in the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president. After a jury of 12 New Yorkers was seated Thursday, lawyers are now expected to turn their attention to picking remaining alternatives who can vow to set aside their personal views and impartially judge the presumptive Republican presidential nominee. Thursday's court proceedings demonstrated the unpredictability in the jury selection process in a high-profile case such as this one. Two jurors who had been seated a day earlier were dismissed from the panel. And the Biden administration has finalized rules that would restrict new oil and gas leasing and development in portions of a federal petroleum reserve in Alaska that are considered particularly sensitive as the Arctic continues to warm. The decision finalizes protections for the National Petroleum Reserve Alaska first proposed last year as the Biden administration prepared to approve the controversial Willow Oil Project. The approval of Willow drew the fury of environmentalists who said it flew in the face of President Joe Biden's pledges to combat climate change. A group of Senate Republicans, including Alaska Sens, Dan Sullivan and Elisa Murawski, condemned Friday's decision even before it was officially announced. And an apparent Israeli drone attack on Iran saw troops fire air defenses at a major airbase and nuclear site. The assault Friday comes in retaliation for Tehran's unprecedented drone and missile assault on the country. Speaking at the G7 meeting in Capri, Italian foreign minister said the U.S. received last-minute information from Israel about the attack. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken did not dispute that immediately after their remarks, but said, quote, "We were not involved in any offensive operations," unquote. The apparent attack came on Iranian Supreme Leader's 85th birthday, with Israeli politicians also making comments hinting that the country had launched an attack. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This news update was brought to you by Ashley Homestore and Bad Axe. Ashley, this is home. By Thumb Bank and Trust with 13 locations in Huron, Tuscola, Sinilac, and Bay counties to serve customers. Community strong since 1895. And by Thumb Cellular, the talk of the Thumb, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll Pigeon, and Sandusky. With superior mobile voice and data coverage, Thumb Cellular is the reliable way to stay in touch throughout the Thumb and beyond. And we do have one local obituary. George F. Deal of Port Hope passed away on April 12th at the age of 79. Graveside service and burial will take place at Lakeview Cemetery, Port Hope on Saturday, April 20th at noon. Share memories with the family of George Deal at their online guest book at woojackcalcaterra.com. And you can view that website and other Thumb area obituaries anytime on thumbnet.net.